Wall Street Goblins.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers the fallout from the financial crisis. What is it about October and the stock market? It's one scary month. October 1929, October 1987, this October. It's turning out to be the worst month for Wall Street since the 87 crash. And in Asia today, the markets closed out October with more tricks than treats. A 5% loss for the Nikkei, even though Japan cut interest rates today for the first time in 7 years. Investors were expecting a bigger cut. The European markets are down about 2% so far. The Dow is at 91.80. It did gain 189 points yesterday, about 2%. The NASDAQ was up 41, and the S&P 500 climbed 24. A new study out today says almost 20% of mortgage borrowers are upside down. And by that, I mean they owe more than their homes are worth. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
In the third quarter of this year, more than 7 million properties were worth less than the mortgages owed on them. That's according to First American CoreLogic. First American says about 2 million more houses will be added to that list if home prices fall another 5%. More than half of these upside-down loans are in six states. Nevada had the highest share, followed by Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. First American's chief economist says the problem is worst in outer suburbs, where lots of new homes were added during the housing bubble. Buyers put down small down payments. In some cases, there was no down payment at all. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The GM Chrysler merger is on hold for now. President Bush has ruled out any government funding for it, so any deal will have to wait until the next administration. Chrysler's parent company could decide to reopen talks with Nissan about some kind of partnership. At the same time, Ford is hiring. Yes, you heard me right. Ford is adding 1,000 workers to its F-150 plant in Dearborn, Michigan. Apparently, people have been buying more pickup trucks the last couple months with gas prices coming down. Ford says it'll look to hire from a pool of workers who were recently laid off. Job fairs ought to be a hot commodity right now. But actually, not so much. Here's Renita Jablonski.
Jack Cohen is CEO of JobExpo.com. It's one of the largest job fair operators in the country. This would seem to be a good time to be in his line of work, but Cohen says the company just went through its own round of layoffs.
We had a team up to about 100, 105 people, and now we're down to about 60.
Job fair producers make money mainly from selling booths and convention space to employers. Job Expo, for instance, typically charges companies about $1,400. That gets you a table, a sign with your company name, and access to all of the resumes that come in. Cohen says a fair set for next month in New York will have half the number of employers it did last year.
Companies who've signed contracts to attend the shows have even called up and asked if they could get out.
He says the last time he saw such a hiring slowdown was just after September 11th. I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
A lot of businesses say they're recession-proof, but there's really only one that's recession-proof for certain, the funeral industry. Still, there's a guy here in Southern California who's taking no chances. He is turning coffins into couches. These are coffins people have been in but not buried in. Caitlin Carroll has our story.
Vidal Herrera has a dark sense of humor. He calls the location of his private autopsy business the Body Shop. And upstairs, where he and his staff work out, it's the Dead End Gym. So it's not surprising that he started making couches out of coffins.
Funeral directors cannot resell used coffins to the public for burial purposes. They know I'm going to make couches, so they sell them to me under the table for cash.
Herrera buys defective caskets from distributors and funeral homes. Then he tricks them out with custom paint jobs and colorful upholstery. Think hot rod as applied to a couch. They sell for about $3,500 each. Herrera sold 17 couches since he opened his East LA business 6 months ago and has orders for more from as far away as Dubai. Wondering about the customers?
Punk rockers. I grew up around punk rock and hardcore. It's the idea, you know, that you're, you know, kind of sharing space with like a dead person.
Clothing designer Todd Waters is using couches in a fashion photo shoot.
That was interesting.
He designs for rock and death metal bands. Part of what appeals to him is the authenticity.
So I would think it has just, you know, wide range appeal. I mean, most people are going to end up in a coffin like one day, probably.
Be it kitsch or an urge to look death in the eye while you watch TV, USC marketing professor Ken Wilber says there is demand for this kind of novelty item. And for those grown-up goths or tattoo parlor owners who want to make a statement, the coffin is an untapped resource.
It's a symbol which has not yet been co-opted by any major brands or marketers. Almost every other cultural symbol we have has been used to express brand meanings.
Herrera knows he's confronting death-defying odds starting a new business in this economy. But, well, life is short.
That's it. You just try it. You go for broke.
And if it doesn't pay off, then, he says, coffin couches will be buried 6 feet under, never to be heard from again. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
If you're just dying to see photos of the coffin couches, by all means, visit our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and happy Halloween.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.